Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. We're trying to adjust a few headphones here so everybody can hear. And with me today, Dr. Jill Hubbard. How you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Glad to be in studio with you guys. I'm
glad you're here. And then one of our very most favorite special folks to come join us, Ron Archer. Ron.
Well, hello there, young man. Good to see you again. Looking good in that vest thing.
Yes,
Ron. Jill,
yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Yes.
Outstanding.
Steve, you are dapper today.
Isn't he great dapper?
Yeah. I think you've actually missed the highlight of my attire, and that is that I have on suede Converse high toppers.
And seriously?
I went out to focus
on
the family.
I love that. You're going to have to show me on the break.
I think my black hoodness is wearing off on me. I really do.
Well, I went out to focus on the family to do a program, and Jim Daly was wearing Converse, and they looked great. And I thought, what? Here I bought these things at a store that was going out of business. And when I told him what I had, you could see the jealousy just rising within him.
That's called Saul anointing.
Yeah. So, not that we're
right
focused on the value of shoes. I may have a couple of pair too many shoes, but the Lord is the Lord of grace. Well, given the fact that you're listening to us, you could call us and ask us a question about anything, but hopefully about something that you're going through. And the phone number is 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Now, I believe there are two classifications of people. Those that classify people and those that don't. But beyond that, there's another one. There's another one. You're either a journaler or you're not. Ron?
Yes, sir.
Are you a journaler?
Every single day.
Every day.
Wow.
And
yes.
Why do you journal?
For reflection, for introspection, and to look back and see how the Lord showed up in my life in various ways. So it's my own personal testament to the faithfulness of God.
Okay. So, reason I ask is when somebody supports this ministry this month, we're sending them the New Life Journal. Now,
what?
If you want to see what that looks like.
It's great. I just got it.
You could go to YouTube, because that's where we are on YouTube, and here it is. It's hardcover, and then you open it up, and it doesn't just have a bunch of blank pages. It asks questions for you to journal, like, list some of the positive personality traits of Dr. Jill Hubbard. Right here it is. And then over here, why do you love working and writing with Ron Archer? So it's a personalized, directed, when do I feel connected? How could I be more connected? All these different things.
Oh, it's good.
It's, you know what it is? It's a therapist in a box. And a lot of you wanted to put your therapist in a box. But here it is. It can really open your eyes.
I like that.
Ron and I were talking about how Jesus was walking along and a blind man got his attention and Jesus said, "What do you want?" Jesus already knew what he wanted. But I think he wanted to hear the other folks hear him say it out loud. He said, "I want to see." And here's the question for you. Do you want to see? Are you willing? Are you courageous enough to take a look at yourself, the way you relate to people, things that you've struggled with? Well, that's what journaling really helps you do. A gift of any amount. Gift of any amount. You call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll send you the New Life Journal. It even has the tree on it with the brain. Why does it have a brain in there? Because when we change the way we think, we can transform our lives. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh with a couple of things to be aware of. The first is Covenant Eyes, our partner in an internet filter for your computer. It's a great accountability tool that sends reports of your online activity to individuals that you choose. You can use it with your spouse, a friend, or accountability partner, and it provides reports of online activity on tablets, smartphones, and computers. You'll get your first 30 days free when you use the code NLM. Look for the Covenant Eyes link on the newlife.com website to get started. Also, we have an app for your smartphone or tablet. It allows you to live stream New Life Live, catch up on archived programs, read articles. There are also short audio and video teachings as well. Just go to newlife.com and look for the download the app link. It's at the bottom of the homepage. Now let's get back to New Life Live.
All right. Thank you, Terry, Mac. Really appreciate that. Now, I want to go to the phones, and I want to go to Janet from Asheville, North Carolina. Janet, you are on with Ron Archer, Dr.
Yes.
Jill Hubbard. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
How could we help you?
Well, I just wanted to actually tell you how grateful I am for your ministry and you. I'm celebrating 10 years of my journey with Freedom with Food. I was at the San Diego Lose It for Life 10 years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
It resulted in me losing 100 pounds.
Wow.
And keeping it off for almost 2 years. But my journey to get there was a while.
Uh-huh.
But
right.
That's where it started. So I just
wanted to call
and tell you thank you and for your ministry. And anyway.
So. Well, that's incredible.
Janet,
We're excited for you, Janet.
So you're saying that you started the journey 10 years ago, and that resulted in 2 years ago 100 pounds lighter, and you still have it off. Is that right?
Yes, sir. And that is the true miracle. Like, the losing the weight was, of course, that's a lot of weight to lose, so that was incredible.
Yeah.
But
mm-hmm.
keeping it off, I actually started a food program. What had happened is I came home, and you recommended, like, OA or some kind of support group or Celebrate Recovery. And I don't actually live in Asheville. I live in a town about 2 hours away, which is a very small rural area. So it took me a while to get the courage to do it, but secondly, to find a group. So I ended up finding a Celebrate Recovery in a different town it's actually in Georgia because we live right on the border. And I went to Celebrate Recovery for 6 years, and I did two 12-step studies while I was there.
Yeah.
And finally I said, okay, Lord, I think I'm ready to deal with the food, because I wasn't binging as much. But I wasn't really losing much weight because I didn't really have a good program. I thought I was doing the right stuff, but I really wasn't. Anyway, so the next day this food plan popped up on my Facebook. I was not going to do any more food plans because they always backfired on me and I always gained more weight back after I lost it. But
yeah.
I was kind of like, okay, you asked me and here it is. So I started that program and I lost the weight and I haven't I put a little bit back on, but I was able to get right back to where I was. So,
oh, that's awesome.
It's about a little more than a year and a half that I've kept off the 100 pounds.
Well,
so,
it's wonderful to hear. You know, you mentioned Celebrate Recovery out of Saddleback. Saddleback actually used to do Lose It for Life groups until they, said everything's got to be Celebrate Recovery and not the other stuff. By the way, I'm going to send you a Life Recovery Bible and the workbook that addresses food issues, and I think you're going to love that. But I remember going out and speaking to the group out at Saddleback, and one of the ladies says, I've been doing this for 2 years, and I'm not losing weight by choice. She said, I wanted to deal with the issues and have food as kind of a comfort thing while doing it, because it's always been my comfort thing. And then later she was able to say, and so I did that, and then the weight just began to come off. So again, it's that it isn't the weight that you want to lose first. You really want to lose all those things that kind of driving the desire to eat.
Right. Yeah, and the hard thing with people with issues like this is the weight is the last thing to go. Right,
yeah.
You really do have to work through all the issues before, like you said, I was finally ready to let go of the weight.
All right, so Janet, hold on. I'm going to send you that Life Recovery Bible and the workbook. You know, the Life Recovery Bible has 5 workbooks, and you ought to look at that on newlife.com or call us. And really, can I also, Janet, I'll send you the New Life Journal. I think you'll absolutely love that. All right, let's go over here and talk with Jill from Washington, D.C.
I like the name.
Hi,
yeah.
Jill. How are you?
Hey, Jill.
Hi, I'm hopeful.
Okay, good.
I'm hopeful today.
We like hopeful.
Yeah.
Amen.
What's going on?
Okay, I'm calling on behalf of a friend. My friend is 34 years old. He was sexually abused as a child, and he's having night terrors now to where he believes he's being attacked by demons.
Mm-hmm.
This is a real doozy. Okay.
And what is the question for us?
The question is, what can you do to help someone in a situation like that?
Okay. Well, Jill, you want to get us started?
Has he tried anything besides just being afraid?
Well, first of all, he is a Christian.
Okay.
And he had spent time fasting and praying and reading his Bible and just seeking the Lord with all of his heart. That's what he has tried, but no counseling. He's actually unemployed at this time. And so, no, he's never tried any counseling.
Okay. Well, you know, just like Jesus was our example of bringing things into relationship, when we have situations like this, we have to bring it into relationship. And see, with molestation, that's the worst violation to connection and relationship, right? And so it makes sense that you would recoil, because so often it is from people who are trusted, the people who are supposed to care for us. And so when those body boundaries are violated, wow, that's just so basic and so primitive. And so, you know, that wanting to just pull in and, okay, it's just me and God. But the remedy for the healing is to bring it into relationship. Let a, you know, someone who is trained to deal with trauma, you know, help him and walk him through this, because it's through that connection and reestablishing some trust and, you know, dealing with the shame that he can have some freedom.
I can say, as a victim of that, being molested by a babysitter with a broomstick, of all things, it wasn't until I was able to join a support group and talk about it. Because when you get molested, at least I learned these things, don't talk, don't trust, don't feel, and try to pretend it never happened, especially being a guy, right?
Yeah.
So I can tell you, getting into fellowship, getting in therapy, being able to talk about it, first you learn you're not the only one. You're not by yourself. You're not terminally unique. And then when you hear other people's stories and how they got through it, my goodness, is it freeing and liberating, the guilt, the shame, the pain? So he needs to get involved in some good therapy and a good support group, and I'm telling you, it will be transformative.
And now, support groups are free.
Yeah.
Okay.
And pastoral counseling is also free. But hold on a second. You know, this has all been really nice and sweet, so I'm going to mess it up here. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Does he think it's demons?
Yes.
Okay. So that kind of feeds into something, Jill, that you could help him with. When a person is molested or abused, they think they're damaged goods. And they think that they have vulnerabilities that others don't have. Now, when I read in Matthew 18 that when a child is abused, their angels are in the presence of God, making sure that God does not miss what's happening there, I would say, rather than a person, well, now that I've been molested or abused. Now I can be possessed by demons. I would say you've got stuff going for you because you were molested. You've got angels being sure that God knows you're there. It's kind of just the opposite, that resources in the other world come into play when we've been hurt as a child. But this thing about demons is it's a symptom of an abused person who thinks that they can be literally controlled and victimized by other things, because guess what? They were controlled and victimized by something outside of themselves. Is this making sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, so here's what I would say. When he says, I have night terrors, and it's like I'm being attacked by demons, and he says, could it be demons? I would say, friend, let's look at what's more likely. And it's more likely that it's a result of unresolved emotional trauma that's driving those dreams, and it's not demons. It's something that's unresolved from within you, not demons coming from the outside into you. And here's a fact. A lot of people have gotten counseling, and they're not having night terrors anymore. And a lot of people
Gives me hope. Thank you, Jesus.
Well, yes. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people that don't get counseling, they have night terrors. They become extremely overweight because they're trying to comfort themselves. They become isolated because they don't trust anybody. They have superficial relationships because they don't want to be intimate and vulnerable. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. And he had a weight problem at one time, and it was so bad that he got one of those surgeries to reduce your stomach.
And how long before he gained all that weight back?
Well, he's still slim, believe it or not.
Oh, okay,
I think
good.
It was about a year ago, maybe, year and a half.
Good.
Yeah.
So what we can do is, and I'm not denying that demons exist. I believe that Satan is real. I think Satan has helpers. But what we can do is help somebody see that there are more likely reasons than this evil that would only pick on somebody who's already been abused. I really, really think that at the heart of this is the shame, believing that God would just give you up to demons and other things like that. I don't think that that's it. I think it's a result of unresolved things. And so there is hope if you'll get some help. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a copy of Take Your Life Back. I'll send you two copies. I hope you'll give one to him. Okay?
Oh, definitely. Thank you so much.
All right. And then you know what else I'll do? I'm just going to throw this in. People love this at New Life in the Resource Center. I'll send you a copy of Jill's book, The Secrets Women Keep. That'll be just for
nice
you.
Nice bonus.
All right. Let's go to John in West. What is that? Boylston? Yeah, somewhere.
Boylston.
Yeah, Boylston. Let's go to John in that town. And he listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, 1 p.m. Eastern. How you doing, John? What's going on?
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Well, it's no problem. We're trying to only take people whose names start
with J. I know. I was just thinking that.
Okay? So, all right, John, go ahead, buddy. What's up?
Sure. My question is, what does the Bible teach us about cremation?
Okay. All right. And are you thinking about being cremated, or are you wanting someone?
I'm not close to going yet. But,
no. Are you wanting someone to die so you can cremate them? Is that any? No.
No. None of that. None of that.
Why are you asking?
I was curious. I can't find. Because I was thinking about when I passed this world. I'd like to be cremated, but I'm not sure it's the Christian thing to do.
And you would you would think if it was really an unchristian thing to do, the Bible would be really clear not to do it, right?
Well, that's why I'm calling you guys.
Okay. We'll talk about it after this.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Ron Archer, Dr. Jill Hubbard on with me, and John has just called in. Wants to know what the Bible has to say about cremation and wondering if this is a bad thing because he doesn't want to do a bad thing. So let's start with you, Ron. What do you think about cremation?
I think that's a great question, and here's my perspective. One, we come from dust and ashes, and mm-hmm. we say that at funerals, mm-hmm. from dust to dust and ashes to ashes, yep. we go back. So that is what we become anyway over time in the grave. But there are people who die in fires, people who die in airplane crashes, who are burned into ashes. Does that mean that God does not reconstitute them when he sees them in heaven? So there's a multiplicity of ways we leave this earth. And I don't think being burned to ashes would disqualify you from mm-hmm. getting into heaven and seeing God, because many people die that way. So great question, though, and I appreciate your inquisitive mind. Let's see what others have to say about it.
Jill, your thought.
Well, and I think some of it is personal preference, because I don't think the Bible outright speaks out against it, John. You know, and culturally, you know, burial has been more popular until more recently, and now it seems like cremation has become more popular. I was also commenting at the break that, you know, in Old Testament times, burnt sacrifices were a sweet aroma to the Lord, you know, given mm-hmm. with the right
yes.
heart. So even though we don't do that anymore, you right. know, there's something about ashes.
Well, based upon that, that's what God wanted Abraham to do to Isaac,
mm-hmm.
was to
right.
offer him up as a burnt sacrifice.
That's true.
So if
yeah.
it was wrong, why would God ask Abraham to do that to his son?
Mm-hmm.
So again, I don't yeah. think biblically there's a clear answer on that is wrong.
So, hey, John, you still there?
Yep. Yes.
Great wisdom here. I just want to add two things. It's almost as if you're asking if this residue that I leave behind on earth, this residue, it's a body, it's not you anymore. If what we do with that thing that's just a bunch of elements and material matter, if that impacts our lives that we lived before we became this inanimate object, this non-human thing, it just doesn't make sense to me that a person would accept Jesus as their Savior, and then because their body was burned up after they were out of it, that would influence any of the other truth that's in Scripture. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. I mean, the biggest reason I raised the question was, I believe Ron said it earlier, was, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. And I didn't know if that was biblical in the sense that when we do pass from this earth, that as Christians, I understand that we are accepted and going to heaven.
Right.
But I didn't know if it was important that we return to ashes, ashes, dust to dust.
Yeah, I don't think at the end we're going to be raised from the dead and somebody's going to say, oh, wow, we forgot to put that in Scripture. If you are cremated, you're not. Here's what I think. I think, and I've said this before, cremation is a dust acceleration program. It gets you to dust a lot quicker than if you're in the ground, okay? So that's what I think.
I will tell you what Mufasa said to Simba.
What?
It's the cycle of life, young lion.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I'm glad that you called, and I'm going to send you, just to honor this, Every Man's Bible. And I just got leather Every Man's Bibles. I want everybody to know it's the best-selling men's study Bible. But the sales of Every Man's Bible since COVID, the past 6 months, I just got an email yesterday, are up almost 100%.
Amazing.
Isn't
That's
that incredible?
Great.
And
That's
most of
amazing.
That, of course, is Amazon. People having time, I want a tool, they go there and they see, and then they get it, but pretty cool. So I'll send you one and hope that you like that. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. We're going to be in the studio 2 hours. And in the second hour, we're going to tape a program that will air on Martin Luther King Jr. Day, because that's a holiday that we take off here, so we won't be in there. Anyway, if you want to join us, you can do it over the next hour and a half, 1-800-229-3000. And let's go to CJ from Tampa, Florida, and she listens on Alexa. So that's kind of cool. Yes, you just say New Life, turn it on, and it does. How you doing? What's going on?
Well, I'm dying inside.
Oh, why?
I want to know if I need to divorce my husband. He came home from a trip and announced that he would be leaving our family of four, that he was separating from us, from me. And he said it was due to years of my being toxic in our marriage, either cold or angry, distant, not supporting him, etc. And then maybe about 2 weeks after that, someone called and alerted me to the fact that he had an affair. I asked him about it, confronted him. He said yes, he did. And he said that he also slept with the lady and that he also has feelings for her. Since then, he has said that it's difficult to not talk to her. He continues to talk to her. He continues to send her money. And he, just bottom line, just doesn't show the fruit of the husband that I want in my life, the father that I want for my children.
Yeah, and so you're thinking it's either put up with this or divorce, right?
Well, sorta. He's
got another option
suicidal.
For you. Okay, what's that? You're suicidal?
I said he is suicidal.
He's suicidal.
And also showing signs of either midlife.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of 7 books, including Growth Has No Boundaries by Drs. John Townsend and Henry Cloud, Take Your Life Back by Steve Arterburn and Dr. Dave Stoop, and the Emotional Freedom Workbook. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And I just want to help Ron with his headphones here. They're not that difficult. All right, here we go. I'm saying that to one of the most brilliant people I've ever met in my life.
Steve.
But CJ, very sorry about what you're going through. I've been where you are. It is horrific. I was suicidal, not the other person there. And so, yeah, we really we feel for you.
CJ, as a pastor, I just want you to know I am so sorry for this punch in the gut that just drops you to your knees. This unexpected storm, this significant trauma that's overwhelming reasonable minds, that you don't deserve it. And I know it's wrenching your beautiful family, 4 children, married, and to hear this. But I know that Jill has some very relevant counsel for you. So let Jill talk with you for a moment. We're so sorry.
I'll at least jump in with a few things here. CJ, and I echo what they say. There is not a shortage of us at New Life that haven't gone through this or been close to somebody who's gone through this. And so, yeah, like Ron said, it's some of the worst pain ever. So in the midst of having the worst pain ever, you're having to make some very big decisions here about your life. And, you know, I think when we get in these situations where we feel like it's a no-win, our thinking tends to go to all or nothing. And it's like, okay, I have to divorce. I have to jump ship here. I think the first thing, and you know, unfortunately, that might be the end result, but it's not always the end result. I think the first thing you have to do is you have to gather, you know, a few of your closest friends around you, and you have to have some people who are willing to support you. You know, like on a regular basis, like set up a time where it's just about supporting you and helping you talk through the issues, because you need to hear yourself talk about it and you need to bounce it off of other people who care about you but will help you, you know, have some perspective during this time.
Okay.
I think that you have to set some boundaries with him. Because it's not okay for him to continue with her and also be a part of the family. He's flirted with cocaine. And, you know, cocaine is addictive from day one for a lot of people. And so an affair is like cocaine. And so it's very hard to say no to it. But it's also like a cancer, and it has to be cut out. The fact that he is suicidal actually, I think, is a good thing, because he's having a lot of conflict about what he's doing here. I think that our intimacy and marriage workshop, Steve, I don't know if we have another one coming up.
February the 13th.
Okay, that's right, February. I think that that has been really helpful for people in these kinds of situations, people on the verge of divorce, because he's saying that you're cold. Okay, I'm imagining a dynamic, because what happens in marriages, you know, we bring our stuff in, but then it gets co-created, and we recreate things from each other's past that are unpleasant. You know, in marriage, it's like your partner, you think they're going to be the one to heal all your wounds. They can help in that, but they also bring up all the wounds of the past. And so your coldness to him, that he's perceiving, you know, is something hurtful to him. But I would imagine that there's a distance in him as well, something that hasn't connected with your heart.
Right. Now,
well,
The coldness is why?
The coldness is because since the first year of our marriage, he's been addicted to pornography.
Oh, well, of course.
And he has shown himself untrustworthy with other women since the first year of our marriage. Yeah.
Okay. So what have you ever done about that?
I've confronted him about it. I've spoken
to him about
it.
But he didn't do anything. So you've never demanded anything of him other than stop it, which he didn't. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you do that, then a guy is essentially thinking, I can just do this forever. So here's what I'm going to suggest to you. First of all, I would say to him, I know this choice you made must have felt really good, but you're suicidal. So it hasn't really worked out. And if you leave the marriage, you're taking you with you. And it's not going to be any better. Because she's going to discover who you are, the fact that she isn't going to be everything to you. You think she's going to cure your problem with pornography? You're going to be astounded. She's going to make it worse. So here's what I'm going to suggest, honey. I'm going to suggest that if you don't go to every man's battle, and we go to the Intimacy and Marriage Workshop, I'm going to file for divorce, and we are going to divorce. But you could decide you're going to go to those things as at least being able to say, I did something, rather than just betray this person. All right. So there's that. And then I would say this. When you do something that produces a really horrible result, it can either be, and I was just talking with Ron about this, when our regrets can either be symbols or they literally could be signals. When we regret something, it could be a signal, I've made a crummy choice. And I can make a different choice and not pile regret onto regret. Or it can become a symbol of who I am. I can come to believe that every regretful thing I did is the person I am today, and it does not have to be that way. And so I would be saying all this to him, but here's what you need to say. It would be sad for our marriage to end without us having tried something. And I'm willing to put off filing for a divorce if you'll go to Every Man's Battle and we'll go to Intimacy and Marriage together. And then we'll talk about where do we go from here. Because I'm going to tell you something. He is on a death spiral track to misery for the rest of his life. He's got to look at his kids. He's got to look at God, at himself. And I'm telling you, this fascination with this person, it wears off.
Yes.
It doesn't have the same kind of allure once there's this legitimate commitment and marriage made. It's a horrible, horrible mistake.
And what you're going to be establishing for the first time probably in his life is boundary management. You may say, you may not love me anymore, but you're going to respect this home and you're going to respect this family, mm-hmm. and you can't have it both ways. And you establish the boundary because nobody can ride your back unless it is bent.
That's right. So those are the kind of things I've asked so many people, just do this one thing, to be able to say that before I left the marriage, mm-hmm. I did everything mm-hmm. I could, and they don't leave the marriage. It's just that powerful. So I would hope and pray that perhaps.
Yeah, and you can also present it like regardless of whether we stay together or not, you know, we are parents forever, right?
That's right.
And so we need to resolve some things so that we don't perpetuate that on our kids.
All right, and we have to go to a break. Anyway, I'm going to send you a copy of Worthy of Her Trust. I would give that to him along with the book I'm going to send with you, Every Man's Battle. And the book is not the workshop. The workshop has so much more for you. But I'll send that book to him. And then, you know, we've got a workshop for you after all this happens. Whether he changes or not, Restore is the workshop for a woman like you or anybody whose husband or boyfriend or son, anybody like that, has a problem with sexual integrity. And so we want to get you into that also. And let me just send you a Life Recovery Bible for you and the workbook to help you. And I've also got another book I'm going to send you. It's Understanding and Loving a Person with Sexual Addiction. And that's going to give you some very specific things that you can do. All right. You're listening to New Life Live, 1-800-229-3000. We'll be in the studio for another hour after this. Ron Archer. Ron, the title of your latest book is
The Power of One Man, How God Can Use a Man Like You to Change the World.
Yeah, Ron's kind of a powerful man, so I'm glad you wrote that. And powerful woman, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers. You know, one of the things I've told my kids, you have to get over us. whether we're great or crummy, your job is to get over us. If we're great and you don't get over us, then your spouse can never live up to what we were. And if we are what we are, which is kind of crummy sometimes, yeah, you don't want them trying to make up for that.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000 to join us. You know, we've had Janet, Jill, John, and CJ. Everybody's had a J, and so now let's go to Larry James Sonnenberg. Larry, how are you today?
I am doing really well, Steve. Glad you guys are, too. I'm enjoying this program today.
How could you motivate and inspire people to help us help more people?
Well, before I read my testimony, I just want to say thank you to everybody who has been supporting New Life last year, at the beginning of this year. Just can't say thank you enough. But I heard you talking to the last caller about the marriage workshop, and you mentioned February 13th. So here's what somebody said at a recent workshop. I must admit, I was reluctant to come to the workshop. We have attended counseling for our marital situation, but I was intimidated by the group session format. Who else might be in the group? After completing the workshop, I truly believe it will help us restore and rebuild our marriage. I love the Bible-based teachings, the lighthearted approach to the discussion of sensitive and difficult topics. I realize marriages require work. I've avoided programs like these when my wife would suggest them earlier in our marriage. I now know she was right on. We should have started working on strengthening our relationship right after the honeymoon. I'm committed to continuing to strengthen our marriage no matter what it takes. Mm. So, folks, that's, you know, if those folks had not listened to our program, had not signed up for that workshop, they'd be living in misery right now. Mm-hmm. I really believe that. And yep. So the support that you give helps New Life do what we can do to help people like that get out of their misery, learn that what they're doing now they should have done a long time ago. So if you're thinking maybe next time, maybe next year, do it now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things I say now, I'm meaning now, not February 10th, because when we're doing this online and we're not doing it in person, the hurdles are gone for people having to book flights and hotel rooms and all that stuff. So they wait till the last minute. And it really helps us if we know ahead of time a little bit how many are going to be there to plan for it, get enough counselors and such. So the sooner you sign up, the more you'll help us. And then we'll help you big time.
Absolutely. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and we'll send you the New Life Journal for gift of any amount. We'd love you to have that. 1-800-229-3000. Join us on the program. But if you can support us, that one is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right. Let's go to Helen from Waco, Texas, KBBW. Hey, Helen, how are you today?
Hi, guys. I am terrific, blessed and loved by the most amazing God. However, I have a son-in-law that is troubled, and I need to know, from your perspective, how I can be more involved in his spiritual health.
Okay, what's the trouble that he's
everything down?
How is he troubled?
He was in prison for 20 years, and he was convicted of a sexual molestation, which I can't even go into the details, but it was way overblown. And then he did 20 years of his young life. And people that have murdered have done less. So it has really done a number on him. My daughter met him when he was out of prison, and he was, they met, and she just fell for him like bricks. And then he ended up helping somebody the day he was supposed to register and got thrown back into jail for 4 more years. So, I mean,
how did he miss that? How did he miss that? You're saying he was helping somebody?
Yeah, his ex-wife was being beaten by her drug-addicted boyfriend, and she called him in just screaming, and he went over to help her, and he just, it went out of his head. So when he went to register, they just slapped him in cuffs, and it was 2 days later, and threw him back in jail without any explanation.
I'll tell you how you could help him. You could help him get a new lawyer.
I know, you know, my daughter did get a lawyer, and she actually took her for a lot of money and then just dropped the case. We have been through
so
the
mail. She's got a little bit of a discernment problem there, probably. What is the question for us? How to help him, or what is it?
I really want to be able to minister to him in more powerfully. And I thought, when I first heard you talk about the Bible that you have for men, what is it?
The Life Recovery Bible.
Bible
Yeah, he can get a copy.
Call and order it.
Well, he can get a copy free.
I want to talk to you about it.
He can get a copy free. That's the Bible that Prison Fellowship gives any prisoner that asks for a Bible. All he has to do is go to his chaplain and say, Prison Fellowship will give, they'll send me a Bible, but you have to, you know, get in touch with them. They have a journal.
Oh, sorry, he's not in anymore.
He's out now. Yeah.
Okay, well then I'll send you one, and we'll and you don't have to pay for it, and I'll so we'll talk to you about where to send it and all that kind of stuff. And the other thing is, if I was him, I would be sure I was either in counseling or I was going to some kind of support or recovery group every week. And I'd be saying to my daughter, you know what, this has been so horrific, what's happened with him. I have to believe that since it's a really good idea for people to go to groups and recovery groups who've never been in prison, much less 20 plus 4 years, I think it'd be foolish to not think this would be a bad idea. So let's get him going.
Can I ask this? Is he working now? Is he employed?
Yes, he actually is employed. He is a really hard worker. He has so many good attributes that it just breaks my heart that this man has just been trashed. And when this all started happening, he was adopted, and his family turned their back on him completely. So, I don't know. I'm sure he probably has incredible trust issues also.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, he was going, you know what, guys, before this China virus, he was involved in a lot of things, and I could see him growing. Okay. And then, bam, no more anything.
Yeah, you know what? We have a prison ministry for men getting out of prison, and we have counselors and coaches. It's called the Places of Hope. And if you get in contact with us, we can help you. We have mentors and men.
How would she get in contact with
you? You can email us at ron@theplacesofhope.com. ron@theplacesofhope.com. And we have a full-fledged ministry to help men who've come out of prison, to help them get established with mentors and accountability partners and training. So please get in contact with us. We can help your son-in-law to stay out of prison and be productive as long as God gives him life.
All right. I wish we had more time. We are out of time. And so I just want to mention a few things as we go. We're going to do another program after this, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can support us, please do. If you like what you hear, please support us, because it costs us, we have to pay to be on radio. New Life Journal. If you're looking at YouTube, you can see the New Life Journal. We would love to send you a fabulous, fun-filled copy of the New Life Journal. It's a great one. A gift of any amount, I'll send it to you. Now, we've got Every Man's Battle coming up February the 6th. What a great thing if he'll go to that, and then the two of you go to Intimacy and Marriage February 13th. And then you, the wife, goes to Restore on February 27th. Life Recovery Today is on every Thursday on NRB Television Network at 11 a.m. Eastern. Ron's going to be my guest coming up here, so please join us for that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help, and 1-800-229-3000 for the next program.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.